Sir, W2T.
W2T, WS4P.
W2T.
I heard you there and heard this repeater. Usually back where I live, it doesn't come in real good. We're kind of shadowed by Table Rock, but out here on 11, it's doing good. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How's things been going with you? You been behaving yourself?
Fine. Just, you know, normal normal stuff, keeping things going around the house. Had to go out and make a little run. Looked like a couple of my prescriptions were about to run out, so had to get them refilled and head into town to the drugstore.
I mean, I had to run out to the post office and to... Well, I only intended to go to the post office and Sam's Club, and then when Sam's Club didn't have what I wanted, I had to run over to Wally World, and then they didn't have what I wanted, so I went home. But, you know, just pretty much staying between the house, the post office, the grocery store, and church on Sunday when I have to go sing or something. But that's about it, the way it is now.
Yeah, that's kind of been what we've been up to. same old day after day. Sarah, you going to be on the net tonight?
Supposed to be on a, in a, well, let's see, my Zoom meeting, yeah, I should be there. The Zoom meeting I've got this afternoon should be over by then, so yeah, I should be there.
I'm making out a radiogram sitting on my desk with your name on it.
Those things start coming in to me. I've already received three via email already this month, and that was through yesterday. Three or four through yesterday. Hadn't even gotten to the first yet, and I had that many.
A little different last month. I sent it digitally, and I guess Hal must have picked it up and got it to you.
He did. He picked it up and come in and said he had one for me. So, yeah, I took it from him. And all, it works out that way. All of it's fine. That means all that traffic, that just keeps the traffic count building.
And anything with the digital, I got to looking at it, and it's been 2 years. And, of course, I got busy with a lot of family stuff, and I just didn't have the time I once had. So, thought I better... Better try to exercise those muscles a little bit, so thought I'd try to send a few. This month, I was able to get a few more out, so we'll see. I kind of feel like I got my feet wet with it again. I might get with Hal and see if we can come up with some sort of schedule like you used to have with Rusty and Steve. We rotated around during the week.
You know, maybe that'll work out and all. I'd like to see more of the traffic going. I mean, Roger hasn't been doing much either. So, I mean, between him, right now, Hal's about the only one that's doing anything digitally right now. And also, I guess we'll see what happens and see where things go, you know.
I got a pretty good setup for it. I got the Pactor 3 modem and all that, so I need to get some use out of that. Okay, well, we're coming into West Union. I'm about to the CVS here, so I'll go ahead and sign with you, and we'll catch you on HF tonight, Rusty. W2T is WS4P.
Okay, and I know about where that intersection is you're talking about down there at West Union. I've been through there, and I'll on my way to somewhere else dragging a camper behind me to camp for a weekend, so... Anyway, good to talk to you. We'll listen for you tonight. WS4P, W2T, 73s for now.
Rusty, WS4P.
4CPA mobile.
I'm sitting at home. W2T, good afternoon, David.
Well, good afternoon there, Mr. Rusty. What are you up to? You can't be in much if you're sitting at home.
Not today. I got up this morning, sprayed a couple, 2 or 3 gallons of weed killer today, cut down a bunch of small little trees they're trying to start up my yard. Been out to the post office, picked up mail, threw most of it away. Been to Sam's Club to get something, didn't find it there. Went to Walmart, didn't find it there, and come home. And I've had lunch, so, you know, it's been a pretty good day so far, Dave.
Well, it sounds like you've been busy, busy, busy. And I'm going through the drive-thru here at Bojangles, and I'm headed to the tennis court.
That'll give you something to do this afternoon.
Well, and that'll keep me out of trouble, that's for sure.
Wasn't going to go that far today yet. It's still early.
I hadn't gotten there yet, so I could get in trouble from between here and there, couldn't I?
Particularly if Steve was around to talk to you, or even Tom was watching over your shoulder.
I mean, those two, I'll tell you. Oh, me. Well, you know, we're having a deck put in, and the guy that runs the business, he fired his whole crew. After yesterday, they should have had this thing finished 2 weeks ago. And so he's working, him and one other guy are working on it now.
KN4VWA. Well, there's the troublemaker. I told you, we had to let Steve get in here. Well, answer me this when he gets, and then you can throw it over to him. Are they doing something about what the damage was they did at your house? Is he going to do something about repairing or replacing the stuff that got damaged there, Dave? You can answer that and then throw it at Steve.
He's going to take it off the cost of the deck, and he is going to build me a ramp for my storage building, which would be nice.
Y'all mentioned me in there, and I'm in here working on a stinking lawnmower, trying to get a antique going.
He is it.
Boy, the label on the front says Massey Ferguson.
Well, I've never worked on a Massey Ferguson, but they all do the same thing.
Hey, Steve, that might be some words, some extra bucks, but that ain't one.
This is so old, it does not have a safety seat. It does not hold up. And let's see, what else does it not have? It's got a power engage on the deck, but it does not have a safety for when you raise up on it.
Static in there, and I said because that with that name on it, it might be worth an extra buck or two to sell that thing.
That's my metal building here, you guys. I'm gonna go ahead and back out. You may not be able to get me.
Think well. What about it, David?
Had up one in there for a minute. It was real noisy, but it seems like it cleared up.
Yes, my metal building with my antenna and my car. I walked out to the car to transmit, so. Anyhow, y'all continue on. I'm going back to this antique.
Well, get it running. It might be worth a few extra bucks or two because of the name on it. Just don't hurt yourself. Talk to you later. W2T. Go ahead, Dave.
KN4VWA clear. Y'all carry on.
Dave. KB4CBA. Yeah, I got a, it was a nice Honda mower from one of my brother-in-law's, and he didn't want it anymore, and self-propelled, rear bagger, and a nice mower. I mean, it's a nice, I've never had one that nice, and but it wouldn't run. I took the bowl off a carburetor, and it was like Vaseline jelly. It was just, the gas was, I don't know how long it had been sitting there, probably for several years. And that's what you get with 10% ethanol. You let it sit around. So I cleaned the jet out, and cleaned the bowl out, and the thing cranked right up. And I tell you, it's a good mower. And overhead valve.
Well, they do make some good. Honda makes some good mowers. I've ridden on them, used some of theirs, you know. And if you keep it up, it'll last a long time. And keep you working, as they say. So, you know, you just have to make sure you keep it cleaned out and don't let it get gunky like that. And that's why I buy gas without ethanol for my lawnmower and my chainsaws and all that stuff, so I don't have to put up with that crap.
Same thing, because, you know, my motorcycle, all that, I just burn pure gas, and you don't have to worry about it.
True. That be true. So you going out in all that heat today to play out there and knock one of those little yellow balls around, huh?
Do better than I did yesterday. We played yesterday evening, and first two games I did great, and but it was like, I don't know, it's just like I took a pill, and then it was a mess up every shot pill. And, because that's what I did. I don't know what was going on. I mean, I had some good shots after that, but I wasn't consistent.
You get old, David.
Get old, I'll remember that. I just want to get back on HF. When are you going to come over to the house and climb this tree for me and get my antenna down?
I take orders from my doctor to climb as high as I want, anytime I want, as long as 1 foot is firmly planted on the ground at all times. So does that tell you when that's going to happen? As in maybe on a cold day and you know where?
KB4CBA. Well, I'm going to have to cut that tree down a lot shorter if that's going to happen.
That's true, particularly if you want me to climb it, you know. Of course, you know, I can't really do a whole lot of climbing anymore since someone decided I had all the climbing stuff. I had belts and I had the spikes and safety lines and everything else for doing tree climbing and pole climbing and, you know, and without, if you took the, didn't wear the spikes, you could climb towers with it. But somebody come along one day and decided they needed that stuff more than I did, so they popped my back door, popped the lock on my door and helped themselves to my whole climbing kit out of the back seat of my car behind the seat. So, and so I haven't purchased that again because that stuff is too expensive. I was given that set for, I was willed that set, so to speak, or actually it was given to me. So, oh well, it's what it is, you know.
I climbed anything with my tower, putting up my tower, and I borrowed a belt from a Duke Power buddy of mine, and so once I trusted the belt, which took a few minutes, you know, I finally got the tower up, but that's the last time I climbed a tower. It was a Roan tower, and 56 feet, and it's still standing there.
I used to climb 75 and 100 foot towers all the time and work on the top of them, so it never bothered me. But now I have to watch out for my vertigo kicking in. It'd be awful bad if I got up 75 or 80 feet up in a 100 foot tower and my vertigo kicked in and somebody had to come up and figure out how to try to get me down off of that tower without both of us getting killed. So that was one of the reasons why I don't do that anymore. I like, I'm not a rich man, and but I like living. So anyway, but that's the way it goes, and everything. So anyhow, so I don't do any more of that stuff, but I did enjoy it. I didn't like going up above. I think the highest I've ever went was up to the top of a 125-foot tower. I didn't like working up there, and I only went up there because I had the guy asked me to go up and straighten out a pulley that was up there. Wasn't having to do anything but fix it, untwist the pulley and get it all situated again on its standoff. But we got it done, and then I climbed back down, but that was the last time I went up that high. So it's you have to get used to doing that type of thing.
I saw a video of a guy climbing a tower. I don't know how high it was, but it looked like he was a mile high and up on that thing, and he had to change the bulb on top of the tower. And I told somebody in the comment section there on Facebook, I said, be my luck, I'd get to the top and I'd have the wrong bulb.
Yeah, but those guys know what they're going up there to do. And there's only one type of bulb on the top of those things, but so they know what they're going up to take care of. But anyway, I never did any of that. Like I said, all the stuff I used to do was climb poles to hang wires and things like that, and then climb poles to put antennas on top of them, and then to climb trees and do the same thing, and then also to climb towers. So, but that was in my younger days.
Yeah, I say I climb trees all the time. That was just a normal thing, and had a great time. Climb right to the top, think nothing of it, but not anymore. My wife doesn't even like for me to get on the roof. I still do, but if I ever get to the point where I feel shaky on the roof, then I'll stay off of it.
A year ago, I tried to climb up on the house to clean off the roof, and everything was fine. I wasn't supposed to be up there, but everything was going fine until I took that second foot off the ladder and started to move over onto the roof to do the work up there, and my body said, get yourself back down. So I immediately put the other foot back on the ladder, climbed back down, dropped the extension ladder down, hung it back up on the wall, and went inside and to do something else, because I sure as heck didn't need to be up there. My body didn't want me there. And so that's the way it went.
Well, see, I'm in a real noisy spot here. Am I hitting the repeater?
Yeah, you're getting in.
Congaree and Papewood, there's a place, he just completely drops out. If you stop or if you're lucky, you can get the repeater, but it's real noisy. And it's just in that one little spot there, and then once you get past it, everything's fine, but that's the way it is. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the sports club here, so I'm going to say 73s, and you enjoy the rest of your day there, and sit tight in the house, and I don't think you can get in a bit of trouble. I'll clear out here after your final. W2TKV4CBA.
All right. Well, I've already worked four of the 13 Collies stations this afternoon. Worked them all on CW. And we tried to work the whole thing on CW, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, David, have a good afternoon and enjoy your game. Talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T, 73s.
Anyways, Rusty, it's going to rain. In 0TR.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up to him. I knew it was going to do that, too, and he's going to get drowned over there. So, you know, those wet tennis balls don't bounce worth a flip.
In fact, well, I just come in from going out and gathering eggs. Only got three, but one of them I had to spray that purple medicine on, and I got it on one of my nice denim boots. And that stuff's like what we used in the machine shop. It was called Prussian Blue. It don't come out. I even tried methyl ethyl ketone, and it didn't even dent it. As I was putting her back in, usually Bernice is out there, and we kind of do it together, and she wasn't, and I think that the stuff dripped off on my boot. It's purple.
About what you're talking about, and, yeah, it's, you know, it's something that will, definitely make a stain, and the only thing to do is take and have your boots reworked. I had a friend that had to have one of that, had that done to a pair of boots he had. Some idiot spilled some stuff all over his boots, and he had a nice pair of boots. And but he had to take them, and it cost him $75 at the shoe shop for them to get that stain out of it. But they did.
This was my everyday ones. My good ones I keep in a different spot. And I wear a pair of those out anywhere between 3 and 6 months because my foot has got screws in it and it leans over on that one side and it just gets to where I just wear them out.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, I know other people that have problems like that. So, nothing new. Well, do you get your shopping done over at Sam's Club today?
Yes, sir. We went in there, and they didn't have one item that we wanted, and wasn't that many people once you got inside. It looked like it, but there was actually more there, I think, than Costco, so we ran over to Costco's and found that one item, and, oh, what else you get over there? Cantaloupe and some, you got grapefruits, didn't you? Got grapefruit, and we stopped at Ingles and got two watermelons. They got them for $2.98 over there. One old boy had his complete basket brimming over with watermelons.
Well, there was a guy in there wandering around in there was pulling two baskets that were full of nothing but watermelons. And I don't know where he was headed would be. He'd gotten some of those watermelons that they had there at Sam's Club. They were pretty melons, that's for sure.
Yeah, $2.98. Bernice says, I should correct myself, she says that guy was just moving them, right, Bernice? So I stand corrected on that. But they was going pretty fast, being just the 4th of July, but Ingles had them for $2.98, and I think they was $5.98 at Sam's.
When you bought them, they had an instant $2 rebate on them, too. So I saw that when I was there, and you had to look close at the tag. But, hey, this guy had two carts of them. He was headed out the front when I was, you know, headed towards the checkout. He was already headed. He had paid for his, and he was headed out the front door. So, better him than me. It looked like he had about 15 or so of them. These were big melons, so he had quite a load there. He was getting ready to load into his car.
Yeah, and Bernice, she couldn't get him in there because we put him in the floorboard, and she can't bend over that far because she's got screws in her back, and it hurts me, but I done it. That's just about the limit of what I can lift, and I wouldn't want to do that every day. Well, I just got a notice from the wireman. I had queried them yesterday and asked them about why I hadn't received it, because it's been a while. And she said she meant to send me a note and had not gotten around to it. But she said as soon as it comes in, and it should be in the next week, we'll ship it. Well, that was yesterday that I got that answer back, and boom, it shipped today, and it'll be here tomorrow, and I'll have the wire for my 160-meter antenna anyway, so that's a start.
Get people out there to help put it up, and, you know, and if you need some help, holler at me. You know, we can still work around outside and be properly distanced, working even on something like that, you know.
I appreciate that, Rusty, but we put the last one up, and then, oh, it'd been up about 3 or 4 years, and half of it broke, and I don't know if it broke or just come loose or what. So we replaced that with number 12, GHHCN. So this time, I went back with the original, like it come from Radio Works with the copper clad steel, because it's tougher, and Bill said that was the way to go. So I ordered it from the wireman. And wow, there's a van turned over here on Channel 4. A guy kicked out the front windshield, it's on fire, and 4 people come out of it all together. But, you know, I like to take my time, Rusty, and Bernice and I put the last one up, and we'll get it up there. There's no hurry. I got a super loop, and if there was a big hurry, I'd certainly take you up on that. But I don't know when I'll put it up. I don't like this real hot weather, and it don't like me because of my heart. So we get some cool days or something, I might give it a try. But that thing's huge. It's 265 feet. It ain't as long as your loop, but it's a chore.
Actually, it's longer wire-wise than my loop is, because my loop's only 257. Well, now it's only 250 feet. But, you know, and so it's like that, and everything else. Anyway, well, good luck with it and everything. Let me get back over here and see if I can figure out what I'm doing here on the computer, because all of a sudden it's locked up and I got to figure out what I did wrong. Talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T.
Okie doke, Rusty. Well, I decided to chime in there. Jinx Dave. Boy, I wish I was in that kind of shape. I'm sitting here eating my cottage cheese and yellow pepper, like green pepper, and some tomatoes under it. And the bought ones. I can't wait till the other ones start coming in. But, yeah, and the other thing is poison ivy. If I just look at it, I get it. So that ain't going to happen. Talk to you later. 73, just N0TR. And clear, and I'm going to shut her down.
Hey, go. I've already worked 4 of the 13 collies stations, and all 4 of them on CW on 3 different bands this afternoon. So, and I did it in like 10 minutes, just found where they were spotted, jumped up there. The first time I got answered, the first time I called all 4 of them. So that was a nice way to start the afternoon off, trying to get into the contest.
Yes, sir. That's great. What states, probably, if I had to guess, it would have been New York, and along the East Coast is where the easy ones usually come.
Actually, I worked Delaware, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Pennsylvania. I worked South Carolina. He was on 20 CW. And like I said, first time I called him, all 4 of these, first one call, and I had them in the book, in the log.
got home, and I'm just resting. And I did get a video with the doctor this morning, and he's going to try to get me into an ear, nose, and throat guy for my ear, because it feels like I'm, you know, well, it feels like I went up the mountain and my ears never popped. And got a lot of pressure there, and my hearing's attenuated about 50%, so just in one ear, so thank God for that. Yeah, there was a huge cloud as we was coming back on Wade Hampton there. I was looking to the left. I call that Wade Hampton all the way over. I think it's 29. But anyways, over towards the airport, man, there was big clouds there, and it looked like a toad soaker coming down. You could just see it. So far, we've got nothing here. It's just been Virga, and it's not hitting the ground. And not seeing anything on the weather, which is on now. Talk to you later. This is NGOTR, and congratulations on working those. I'll look later, maybe. This is NGOTR clear.
All right, yeah, I was watching that cloud earlier, and they're pretty much what's there this afternoon is supposed to go all around us, so we're probably not going to get anything out of this little couple of few cells that are coming this way. Of course, there could be pop-up ones. All right, talk to you later. Say hello to Bernice for me. N0TR, W2T clear.
Now, this is one time I kind of wish it would, because I put out some fungicide on the grass yesterday, and a 30-pound bag of that stuff is $100, and it needs moisture. That's a once-a-year thing, so, and this year had to be twice, but the daughter bought the first one, and we bought this one, and so we could use a little bit of rain here just to get that melted down. Oh, W2T, NGOTR is clear.